Hey, this is Rick Taylor. Imagine your weight loss journey not as a battle against yourself, but as a collaborative dance with kindness. That's the transformative power of silencing the inner critic and embracing self-compassion. This isn't just a guide to shedding pounds. It's a map to shedding self-doubt and cultivating a relationship with yourself that's rooted in gentle understanding. Prepare to embark on a journey of self-discovery, one compassionate step at a time. Number one, the inner critic, your shadowy sidekick, and why you need to ditch them. We all have that voice in our heads, the one that whispers negativity and doubt, especially when it comes to our bodies and weight. It tells us we're not good enough, we'll never succeed, and that every slip up is a catastrophic failure. But here's the truth bomb. This voice isn't your true self. It's a learned pattern of self-criticism, often formed in childhood or fueled by societal pressures. It's a shadow self that thrives on negativity and hinders your progress. But what if you could silence this critic and empower your inner cheerleader instead? Imagine the possibilities. Number two, the science of self-compassion, more than just warm fuzzies. Self-compassion isn't just about feeling good. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend. It's not just about ignoring your flaws. It's about acknowledging them with acceptance and offering yourself the support you deserve. So what's the science behind this self-compassion magic? Research reveals it can boost your motivation. Kindness towards yourself fuels your desire to stick to your goals, even when faced with challenges. Improve your body image. Self-compassion fosters a healthier relationship with your body, reducing the negative self-talk that fuels body shame. Increase your self-esteem. Accepting yourself, flaws and all, leads to a more positive sense of self-worth, which is crucial for sustainable weight loss. Reduce stress. Self-compassion helps you manage stress effectively, preventing it from sabotaging your progress. Promote healthy behaviors. When you're kind to yourself, you're more likely to make healthy choices, like nourishing your body with good food and moving your body in ways you enjoy. Number three, from critic to champion, cultivating a self-compassionate mindset. Transforming your inner critic into your inner cheerleader isn't a one-time event. It's a practice, a journey of self-discovery. Here are some powerful tools to get you started. Become an observer. The first step is to recognize the inner critic's voice. Pay attention to your self-talk, especially when facing challenges. Are you using harsh, judgmental language? Challenge the chatter. Don't just listen to the critic. Question its pronouncements. Are these thoughts true, helpful, or serving you? Replace them with affirmations of self-worth and encouragement. Mindfulness is your superpower. Mindfulness helps you observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Meditation, journaling, or simply focusing on your breath can help you detach from negativity. Nourish your body and soul. Prioritize activities that make you feel good inside and out. Take a warm bath. Read a good book. Spend time in nature. Or enjoy a hobby you love. Have realistic goals. Don't set yourself up for failure with unrealistic expectations. Start with small, achievable goals and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Remember, every step forward counts. Build your support squad. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and support your journey. Share your struggles and successes with friends, family, or a weight loss support group. Remember, you're not alone in this. Number 4, navigating setbacks with grace. When life throws you a curveball. Setbacks are inevitable on any journey, and weight loss is no different. But here's the good news. Setbacks don't define you. They refine you. They're opportunities for growth, lessons learned, and chances to strengthen your resolve. So when you encounter challenges, remember these key practices. Practice self-forgiveness. Don't beat yourself up. It's the inner critic speaking. Acknowledge the setback, accept it happened, and then let it go. Forgive yourself just like you would forgive a friend who slipped up. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and this doesn't erase all the progress you've made. Refocus on your why. Don't let one slip-up derail your entire journey. Remember the reasons you started this journey in the first place. Was it to feel more energetic, to have more confidence, to wear clothes you love? Reconnecting with your why reignites your motivation and reminds you that this setback doesn't define your potential. Seek support. Don't isolate yourself in your struggles. Reach out to your support system, friends, family, a therapist, or a weight loss support group. Share your experience. Seek encouragement. And remember, you're not alone. Talking it out can help you gain perspective and find the strength to move forward. Learn and grow. Instead of dwelling on the setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Did you miss a meal plan? Underestimate a trigger situation? Or need to adjust your goals? Analyze the situation and use it to create a plan to avoid similar setbacks in the future. Remember, growth comes from both successes and challenges. Celebrate small wins. After a setback, it's easy to lose sight of progress. But even small steps forward are worth celebrating. Did you get back on track with your healthy habits? Did you resist a tempting dessert? Acknowledge these small wins, no matter how insignificant they seem. They're stepping stones on your path to success. Remember, self-compassion is key. Don't abandon self-compassion during setbacks. Be kind to yourself. Offer yourself understanding and remind yourself that setbacks are temporary. Treat yourself with the same gentleness you'd offer a loved one going through a similar challenge. By embracing these practices, you can navigate setbacks with grace, learn from them, and come back stronger on your journey toward a healthier, happier you. And here are some additional tips. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Find healthy ways to manage stress and emotions, such as journaling, meditation, or spending time in nature. These tools can help you avoid turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms like overeating during challenging times. Visualize success. Spend time visualizing yourself achieving your goals. This can help you stay motivated and focused even when facing setbacks. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, even during challenging times. Gratitude can shift your perspective and boost your overall well-being. Believe in yourself. Stay kind to yourself and remember that setbacks are simply bumps on the road to your ultimate destination. Keep moving forward with self-compassion and resilience, and you'll reach your goals. Number 5, embrace the journey. Celebrate your success. More than just a number on the scale. Remember, weight loss isn't just about losing weight. It's about cultivating a healthier relationship with yourself. With self-compassion as your guide, you'll discover sustainable habits from shoulds to joys. When you're kind to yourself, you're more likely to develop sustainable, healthy habits that become integrated into your lifestyle rather than feeling like temporary punishments. You'll listen to your body's needs, choosing nourishing foods and enjoyable movement over restrictive diets and grueling workouts. Ask yourself, what truly nourishes my body and makes me feel good? What forms of movement bring me joy, not just burn calories? How can I make healthy choices that fit seamlessly into my life? By focusing on the positive experiences and self-care aspect of healthy habits, you'll create a foundation for long-term success that goes beyond just the number on the scale. Celebrate non-scale victories beyond the weighing scale. Weight loss isn't just about the number on the scale. Celebrate your increased energy levels, improved mood, better sleep, and stronger body. These are all victories worth celebrating. Track your progress in ways that go beyond the scale. How do you feel in your clothes? Can you climb stairs without getting winded? Do you have more energy to do the things you love? By acknowledging these non-scale victories, you'll stay motivated and appreciate the holistic impact your journey has on your life. Remember, you're worthy of love and support, no matter your size or weight. Embracing self-compassion on your weight loss journey isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-acceptance. It's about creating a sustainable path to a healthier, happier you, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. Now, before you go, remember you're not alone on this journey. Reach out for support, embrace self-compassion, and discover the joy of transformation that awaits you. By silencing the inner critic and becoming your own cheerleader, you can create a weight loss journey that is empowering, sustainable, and filled with self-love. Take the first step today and embark on a path towards a healthier, happier you. Self-compassion is your superpower on this journey. Use it to silence the critic, celebrate your victories, and create a path towards a healthier, happier you. Believe in yourself, and remember, you've got this.